We're back in business with Mike Whitaker, continuing our interview with Jeff Cook, our guest, who has AutoBidsOnline.com as a part of Mike's series, Walk in My Shoes, an interview with a startup entrepreneur.
Now, what industry do you think this is you're competing?
Well, it's consumer automotive shopping and also dealer lead generation. We've got a B2B component and a B2C component.
All right, so let's break that down. First piece was the B2C component where you're helping the consumer shop.
Absolutely.
For a product. And that wasn't an industry very long ago.
No, in the automotive industry, right?
Because really, your revenue model is selling the lead to the dealer, right?
Partially, but we also we have a consumer component that we do charge the consumer to place a bid online, but that ensures them that their personal privacy is private, that it's not being sold to five or six dealers who are going to call them and get them try to come on the lot, as well as get a competitive bidding situation on their bid.
So I want to make sure this doesn't get confused. You are helping the dealer acquire
Absolutely.
Leads. And the nice thing about the model is it doesn't have to be a local lead. It can be from anywhere in the United States.
Absolutely.
Because you're within $500 of shipping costs of any car.
Yeah, I mean, and consumers anymore really don't care where they buy their car.
Right.
As long as they get the car that they want for the best possible price.
A friend of mine made that an excuse to take a vacation.
Absolutely.
They won't drive it home, you know.
So, fly to Tahoe and bring it back.
Exactly. And if you save enough money, you just paid for it, right?
Yeah.
But you're selling a lead to a dealer, and you've become part of their marketing arm.
I sure, yeah, absolutely.
Right, so that's like one piece of the business, and I want to make sure it's definable. The other piece is you're trying to help the consumer buy.
Absolutely.
So you're saying, but you're charging them to enroll to be able to do this service.
Not to enroll, only to place the bid. They can
only
come on the site,
okay.
Do the same research that they can do in other sites, and that's fine. We tell people, go to KellyBlueBook.com, mm-hmm. go to Edmunds, go to these other sites and really get comfortable right. with the car that you want.
I love buying cars. It's an emotional purchase. That's what you're referring to. In fact, it's amazing to me how little I like to buy cars off lease myself. I think I do a good deal buying cars, but I won't really want to see any dings. They're there, but
yeah.
I don't want to see them when I first buy it. I'm such an emotional buyer on a car. I bring along my pragmatic friend who's in the wholesale business, and he says, this is what's good, this is what's bad, because, you know.
Hey, dealers love a $30,000 or $40,000 emotional buy.
Oh, yeah, all the tricks, you know.
Yeah.
Who are you targeting as your customer? What is the profile of the customer that's going to use your site to buy a car?
The new car buyer who is comfortable with buying on the internet.
So they could be a seasoned eBay user.
Could, they absolutely.
Could buy their airline tickets online. And
Gen X, Gen Y. Mm-hmm. And we hope that we can eventually, and one of the original ideas was the senior segment. The seniors are very wary about buying online because they want to protect that personal privacy and their personal mm-hmm. contact information. And the other car buying sites sell that information to, you know, four or five or six dealers. We don't do that until they get to a deal. And we think we've got to play there, but our real focus is on the 25 to 50-year-old segment that's comfortable buying online.
So can I use your site to find out what an Audi A8L is going for?
Absolutely.
Without
having to pay. And what I will say as far as what it's going for, we'll provide the invoice pricing and the MSRP pricing, but we provide links to two sites that are really doing a good job of studying mm-hmm. existing sales, recent sales, and providing you with a bell curve average of, you know, where that car really fits in price-wise in your market.
I mean, if I was pushing your business, I think about the people that have the money to buy cars tend to be, right now especially, tend to be older, but maybe not so interested in buying on the internet, but you might say to them, come to our site, get educated.
Absolutely.
And enjoy that fact when you walk on the local lot.
Well, and even beyond that, when you get ready to buy that car, even if you don't buy mm-hmm. a car through AutoBids, come and place a bid on the site. I mean, would you pay $79 to make sure you were getting the best deal on a $50,000 car?
You'd think you would. I think people overestimate their negotiating ability.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for some reason, they enjoy the haggle. People, they'll say they hate it, but for some reason,
it's kind of exciting.
But,
you know, but the female segment is growing in particular, and by and large, they're not into that.
So everybody wins whenever someone else loses, usually. And so who's losing right now if you're successful? Who are you taking money out of?
I hope my competition.
Who would that be?
Maybe some dealers that are very good at hotboxing customers that come on the lot.
Yeah, I think you're taking mostly. I don't think your market's finite. It's growing to the end, because we talked about the trend of people accepting the internet. You're taking money from the guy that did a great job selling on the lot face to face, and their finance guy.
Well, and when the consumer comes back, or comes back home, and they realize that they probably paid $2,000 or $3,000 more than their neighbor did, that's going to be a tough resale for
them. It's tough out there in sales. Yeah. We'll be back after the break and in business with Mike Whitaker in just a moment.